stop to run against one of the best running teams, if not the best running team in the league. They're pretty good at that, aren't they?
I mean, they run the ball well. You know, I'm not going to sit here and pat them on the back and give them all the love. Man, I got a job to do. So they're the number one running team in the NFL. I guess we'll have to find out on Sunday. We're just going to go out there and do our job and see what happens.
Yeah, you guys come back. Is the attitude a little different than when you left?
Yeah, I think we've always had a great attitude approaching practice, approaching game plan and stuff. For some reason, we hadn't executed, you know, for 60 minutes the way we need to. But the coaching staff have done a great job and, you know, motivating us and getting us. Getting us more prepared on what we need to do on Sunday. And once again, you know, stats are what they are. And on Sunday, that's why we play the game, man. That's why we play the game.
The mental break is good as the physical break?
Absolutely. All things are good when you get a little time, especially, you know, dropping a few in a row and a long trip like London. I mean, and then when you come in with a situation with a fresh mind on a team like Kansas City, who's performing very well right now, I think we got a good shot.
Talk about the pressure, if you will, to turn things around.
You know what? Pressure, man, at this point, there is none. All we have to just go out and do what we need to do. We look at games, and we just felt like, and it's only a couple games we've been out of, and, of course, you know those two. But everything else, we had the opportunity to win football games in the fourth quarter, and I think that's what it's going to boil down to the rest of the season, trying to play well in November, December, and then the fourth quarter.
I feel like it's a fresh new season. I mean, you guys are still in the playoff hunt in this division.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have an opportunity, you got to be excited. You got to want to. If you play this game and if you mean well, you know, and you love this game, you got to be excited about the opportunity that we still have to have such a skid that we've had and still have an opportunity to play in the big tournament. It's very exciting to still have that opportunity.
Does what happened last year motivate you guys even more, or is that out of your mind with the whole new game?
Pretty much out of my mind. I mean, last year, Kansas City was a different team. We were a different team. This was a totally different division, totally different NFL. So we're just concentrating on what we have to do this weekend, and if we can get a W, and hopefully that can continue to roll into more.
Mario, the last time you guys played at home, things didn't go well. Fans reacted and pulled you guys off the field. Does that crawl in your mind when you got made this next home game right now?
Absolutely. Fans are important to us. They're the best thing we have going. There's no us without them. And to put that type of product on the field, they had the right to demand better. And they'll absolutely get that on this Sunday. And so whatever situation comes up, it won't be a boo.
Mario, what did you do during the bye week?
I just went home, spent time with family, man, saw some friends, hung out with some friends and stuff, and just basically relaxed, man. Got away from football a little bit, tried to keep my body healthy and come back prepared to go to battle with the Chiefs.
I don't know if you've answered this already, but they've got two-headed running backs. What's the difference between Charles and Jones?
I tell you what, both of them are dynamic. I don't think about any difference. I just think Thomas is the bigger. Charles is a home run hitter at any moment, and Thomas can too. Man, we face two-headed monsters all year. Sean Green, LaDainian, Darren, Bush. I mean, it doesn't stop for us. Ray Rice, Willis McGahee. I think we just faced some of the top rushers in the league. So we just got the same task this weekend. Go out and play our football and see who plays the best.
When you faced Charles last year, what did you learn from last year?
That's just that you got to set the edge and not let him get going because nobody's going to catch him. He's pretty fast, and you can't underestimate a guy like him. I think he's a young, hungry guy, and he makes the best of every opportunity he gets.
And what about Matt Castle?
Matt Castle, I mean, he's a growing quarterback. Obviously, even about his third year or so of developing as a quarterback, he's gotten better. I think he takes command of the huddle a little more, and I think the coaches are trusting him to put the team in position to win football games this year.